badminton?
Go. Relevance of truth is not so
the light of new knowledge. Knowledge is something which is ever changing. Man is ever experiencing new things, gaining greater understanding, greater realization, greater wisdom, and in consequence, because movement is life, because man cannot remain stationary, knowledge becomes ignorance through the light of new knowledge. Wisdom which was of yesterday is not wisdom of today, because one has gained greater wisdom through experience. That is why when you come to us, where you have knowledge and wisdom to fight, it is only we who come to you with a greater knowledge and a greater wisdom, we realize how difficult it is to give you, as we would like to give you, greater illumination. We strive to overcome complication and difficulty created oftentimes in ignorance in your world. Throughout your world you have great teachers, so-called great teachers and great leaders, full of wisdom, culled from all sources, over centuries of time, and they gather together knowledge of ancient wisdom, and they call themselves wise men, and yet their wiseness and their wisdom is as naught. Because it is not always factual. That which one supplies no longer applies. But the fundamental truths are there, nevertheless they are obscured by man in his ignorance. And the more of time he learns and knows, the more confused he becomes. We who come to you know that man will only find divine truth when he himself becomes divine. When he himself becomes spiritually attuned into the higher spheres and the greater souls who come, of times you have heard it said at these meetings, Zion, this as you call them, people say, it is all very interesting. We communicate with this or that person, and sometimes we receive illumination. But always we realize that those who go groping in the darkness of your world do not perceive as we would wish them to perceive. They do not realize as we would wish them to realize. For often many of those who profess to know little, because they limit the power of the spirit within themselves. Man cannot perceive life, and he cannot achieve greatness in spiritual things until he himself is prepared to uplift himself completely above material things. You who go to these meetings, you gain here and there knowledge of a kind. I do not despise this knowledge, but I say to you that until those in your world who profess to see the things of spirit are themselves by very thought, nature and action spiritual, the limitations are great and the difficulties are many. We cannot help but see what we see. You commune with various souls who in themselves are good souls, in intent and in purpose. But they are not great souls. They are not necessarily highly advanced souls. But they come to you with love, desire to help to serve you and mankind through you. But nevertheless, they are limited as you are limited. For all these conditions are conditions created within the very being of a person and group of people. In nations among the peoples of earth you find there is war of thought, war within themselves and against each other. And that is because they have no faith, they have no trust, they have no realization. The world is run by fear. And do you not also realize that on the Lord's spheres of spirit there are souls very akin to yourself who have not gained great enlightenment, have not gained great knowledge, who live together, it is true, in a kind of world or atmosphere of understanding and tolerance and love and affection, But they are not great souls in wisdom. They are not great souls in spiritual understanding. They are not great people in realization of truth. But they come to you, for they are nearer to the earth. They can tell you things which are of interest to you. But that world is not unlike your world. They are not imperfect beings. They are imperfect beings in process of change, in process of enlightenment, in process of condition, of spiritual realization. But all these things that you desire from the higher realms of spirit, from the souls who have gained great truth and knowledge through centuries of time and experience, they are limited until you yourselves and those who come to you from those spheres make possible the opportunity to contact on the highest possible vibration.
May I ask you something?
What, my child?
Can you describe your particular sphere?
No.
You can't?
And I would not attempt to describe such a sphere as that on which I dwell, for there are no words that can depict these things. They can only be felt by the very oneness in tune, being in tune with us. It is something which you will have within your soul, which shall come to you with a realization and an impact that is tremendous, when you are prepared and ready for it. Those souls who come to you will describe things which, when you analyze, are very like your own world. They say to you, our world is wonderful, we have wonderful scenery, we have great natural surroundings, we have our homes, we have illumination, there is beauty and all the things that you associate with goodness and loveliness. It is true, these things exist. They have a replica of a physical material world in all its beauty, in all its color, without the disfigurements that man has brought about, without all the things which create havoc in the hearts and minds of man and in their lives. All this exists over here in beauty and in loveliness. And I say that that state of being is a good one, but they have not yet visualized and realized the tremendous things that lie further ahead in the higher spheres, where it is impossible in words to depict in any shape or form such a condition of life, where we are not limited as even they are limited, as you are limited. You cannot see these things, for you are not ready to see. You cannot understand these things, for you are not ready to understand. We are not in a world that is three-dimensional. We are in a world that is fourth-dimensional, which you could not possibly conceive or understand. It is beyond your comprehension. I am fully conscious of the desire of your heart to serve and to help others. But nevertheless, you will realize that those who come to you are not so far removed from you. In other words, we are souls who are by nature kind and considerate, who have made certain progression. And they will tell you of their life in that condition of being, in their own environment and world. But you cannot hope to receive from the highest possible sphere depiction of condition of life which is so far removed beyond comprehension, even of those on the lowest sphere. You must remember that all life is a gradual procession through states and stages of being, and it is not possible for certain souls and certain rates of vibration and certain conditions of life to be able to depict things to those on a much lower scale. We can send to you and you will see from various sources certain things which are of value and help, but there are many things which you cannot yet perceive, and those who desire this knowledge will not find it until at least they themselves have by their very nature of being made it possible. How often do you see people say this or that, ask this or that question, but they are not even ready for the elementary thing. It is extraordinary how it is that people who have not the slightest knowledge, who have not in themselves the slightest indication of spiritual progression to expect that they should receive from the highest great source to come to them, to welcome them. It is only true that you will meet this source, come to you, that you are worthy of it. Those souls that will be able to work with you accordingly. It would be impossible for such a source to come to work. I have had it said to me that these souls come of very high origin and make direct contact. I deny it. I say that this is an impossibility, that we do not, we cannot keep this from certain souls on very high spirit a direct contact. Because I know there is no one in your world who has spiritually progressed to the state that they can choose me. It is not possible. It is an impossibility. Man can only receive that which he himself has made possible by not only his thoughts, but by his actions, by his living way of life. You may receive and do receive. It is quite a different thing. Messages from highly evolved spirits, but it is done to assist from being led. It is other spirits and those spirits act as a mentor. They act as it were as an instrument. They transmit the message of spirit through the sources of instruments to them, but to direct contact. When I see, as I have heard it said, that there are people in your world who have received direct contact, another great story, I tell you, it's not true. Man must realize that he is put into the earth world and he progresses from the earth world to other spheres. But all these different aspects of life, all these different plans of being, are stages of gradual development of progress. Man must progress himself, cannot grasp in one existence, in one world, in one state of being, all knowledge. Knowledge is always fluctuating from condition to condition. According to wisdom, gained in one experience, you find in a new experience resolution, but you realize that all wisdom is part of the whole of the complete. It is as it were like steps or rungs on the ladder, which you climb. That child who falls and clambers on the bottom rung is beginning, but he cannot see how far the ladder goes. He cannot see how high it is and how tremendous it has to be. And it takes great courage to climb gradually and uncertainly as often people must undo to the height. And those who are right at the very top find it impossible often to climb down to the Lord's realm. We are very conscious that we have needs in the people's desires, but we realize that the majority of those who so-called spiritually minded are fast even spiritually minded. Often they are immersed in their own vanity, they are immersed in their own ideas and ideals, and they are not content for themselves. Always they want more and more. It is something to learn to know, and a little knowledge, well understood properly, can help very much to greater knowledge. But there are those who have little knowledge, who are vain and saying they have all knowledge, and starting begin to open new societies, new religious groups and bodies, and will get to the world that they contain all that is good and the others are bad. There is no religious organization, no religious party of people in your world that contain all truth. There are those who have a dream of truth, and they make it started with their own ideas and fantasies, and they often use it for their own material ends. Human spiritual truth, when it is really good, often is a feeling by the vanities of man. He makes it a great religious organization. He amasses wealth and fortune. He amasses buildings and possessions. He becomes, as it were, powerful over the minds and souls of people and binds them. And more material than the materialist who has made it, as in at all. No, truth is something God presented, that it shall make man see, make him realize that he is part of the divine plan, that he does not need the ceremonies, the outward shows, the material conditions to make him great. Man is only great when that is most humble. The most humble a man is, the more chance there is that he will become spiritually accomplished in a way. Those who seek high truth must first remember that high truth can only be found when you set yourself of all material things to find designed and to be physical and spiritual. Many stories come to you, and I have listened to their voices. They are good stories. They come with good intent and purpose to help according to the conditions of their desires from time to time. But remember that those who seek the highest must in themselves become like Jesus. Remember the words you direct to them. Suffer the decision to come unto me, for of that is the kingdom of heaven. That was a parable not only about Christianism, but about Jesus. It is a parable about children of all times, all ages, all tribes. Children are 19 years old or 500 years old. For unless we are like children, we got to learn to know, to understand, and let's become patiently having faith and trust in our divine parents. And if we realize that we must be as children, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven, which means that you cannot enter into the mist. You cannot enter into the kingdom of truth. For you must have the faith and an open mind. Many people who come to these meetings have not an open mind, so they protect the habit. Their minds are full of their own devotion, full of their own destructive ideas. Even though this is from your platform to protect the humanity are full of their own impossible. The limited knowledge they have got is twisted and devoted into such ways that it cannot be the truth itself in its spiritual. Remember that you must give out tremendous gifts, not only from within yourself, but you must give out in such a way that you will draw to you those who will open the path for you and will make possible the taking of that path. Those the future are to come. We shall, of this I have no doubt, but realize that it will often be difficult. And when it comes to this that is second things in the city of sense, it is impossible. But we difficulty that it is unfortunate under conditions and circumstances is not prevail. For those who speak as they speak, at the same time remember that we must be as students to have faith and keep open wide the door to be may enter therein and realize the truth is ever changing. That is the truth yesterday, those remaining truth in the light of new truth is only to declare every day at faith. For we must always remember that it is a grain like a sand made by this truth, a grain of truth in a huge sea of sand, a desert. We don't know how to take it in, for it is not possible. What is better than that? That we can make it a city. We can make the contract up and see within your soul. But in time, with your cooperation and love and justice and brotherhood, we need everything more.